Well, I saw that somebody local was awarded Australian Doctor of the Year at the Cannabis Industry Awards. And I thought, well, that's a hell of a combo. We have to meet him. His name is Dr. James Stewart. Good morning, Dr. James.
G'day, guys. How are you going?
We are very well. Australian Doctor of the Year at the Cannabis Awards. Tell us how those two things go together.
Yes. So, obviously, the medicinal cannabis space is vastly gaining some traction. And, yeah, it's an industry now where there's, you know, lots and lots of doctors. Obviously, there's lots of big companies, lots of products, that kind of thing. And so there was a bit of an organisation formed a few years back, and the awards have been, well, this year was sort of the big official ones, but there's been awards going the last couple of years. But, yeah, I was lucky enough to take home the Cannabis Doctor of the Year.
Now, this is a change in where the world sees cannabis. I mean, 20, 30 years ago, you sort of wouldn't utter it in polite circles, but now it's actually a tried and true way of treating people who need that sort of help. And is that people who are stressed? Is that the sort of, you know, people you're helping with cannabis, mental health? Is it that?
Yeah, there's lots of things that we can treat. And I guess the reason cannabis is, well, medicinal cannabis and plant medicines in general are being sort of more accepted is because we're slowly breaking down the stigma. You know, if anyone has a good look at the history of, you know, why cannabis was made illegal and pushed underground, it's a bit silly. And it's actually the oldest medicine we have on the planet. So luckily now we're starting to realise that, and there's some good research and things happening to prove the benefits and also to check if there's any side effects and unwanted things like that. But, you know, the main things I see patients for would be anxiety and sleep and pain issues. So, and multiple other things. But yeah, there's lots of different things we can try for certain ailments.
Dr. James, how do you overcome the stigma associated with cannabis? Because my dad, for example, has Parkinson's, and numerous people have said to him that he should, you know, see a cannabis doctor such as yourself. But there's some stigma in that age group, that 60-plus age group, where they say, no, you know, you can't have it, it's illegal or whatever it is. Are we overcoming that kind of stigma slowly?
We are. And you know, we can't blame, you know, society for this viewpoint because it was pushed onto them pretty hard. You know, you have a look back and there was the campaigns from over in the States, the Reefer Madness and the Devil's Lettuce and all these campaigns
yes.
that were huge that, you know, were adopted over here in Australia that pretty much said if you have one puff on a joint, you're going to go mad and commit crimes and go crazy and all this kind of stuff. So totally understandable that, you know, that's what the sort of the older generation think. But what it's about is getting out there and educating. And I think the most important thing is to realise that cannabis, there isn't just one type of cannabis. You know, there's lots of components in cannabis that do different things. And the one that everyone's worried about is called THC,
okay.
which is the one that at a high dose will make you so-called stoned.
Mm.
But what people don't realise is that's not really the main one that we use. CBD, another one, and all these other ones that don't have that psychotropic effect of THC, they are the main ones we use, and they're fantastic for pain and for anxiety. You're totally safe to drive with these ones. So it's just about getting out there and educating that it's not just, you know, I'm not going to prescribe for your dad. If he wants to come to me, I'm not going to make him sit in the garage and punch some cones and stone in the garage kind of thing.
I'm relieved to hear that as his daughter. I can't imagine old Kenny the plumber smoking a reefer.
Now, we've got to be careful that now you just can't go to your local GP and say, like, you know, hook me up with some of this
well,
cannabis stuff I've been hearing about.
Well, you can. So any GP is able to prescribe it. The thing is, though, that it is another thing that GPs have to learn. So, you know, a lot of GPs, we're very under the pump as GPs, you know, and there's not a lot of spare time after work to spend with your family and do your own exercise and look after yourself, let alone try and learn something new. But, you know, slowly more and more GPs are adopting it. And one of the big main things I'm focusing on is I'm actually trying to work with universities and the College of General Practitioners to get the body's endocannabinoid system taught and medicinal cannabis taught. So the endocannabinoid system, people don't actually realise that we actually produce cannabinoid molecules ourselves. So our body produces these molecules that are the same shape as the cannabinoids in the plant, and it just so happens that the plant can lock into our receptors in our body. So that's why this plant, you know, it's out there. I think it is our medicine because the molecules lock straight into our receptors. So we're slowly learning more about this body's natural system and how the plant can interact with it.
So how can people find you?
Definitely take a new patient. So I've just relocated back to the Sunny Coast and I've set up a clinic in Maroochydore. So I'm primarily offering face-to-face consults to start off with. And that way that's you get a Medicare rebate. I don't need a referral because I'm a GP.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we can do telehealth. So if patients come down from Gympie, then from then on, we can do telehealth and you actually get a Medicare rebate on that. But to find me, just head to my website, which is drjamesstewart.com.au, all one word, drjamesstewart.com.au.
And Stewart is S-T-E-W-A-R-T. And Dr. James, you have been a wealth of knowledge. Really lovely to talk to you this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys, anytime.